get up.
Chris Fade is here.
Woo! Wake up. Get up.
Chris Fade.
Drive the car with your feet.
No.
Christine Mallet.
Still a child.
And Dig Ross.
I really like the way you just do the show with your nose and that. Doesn't it get in the way or anything?
No, not as much as your ego does.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4. Are you ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3, go!
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's a Thursday morning. Woo! Well, that came around quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
That came around super quick. Good morning. Yeah. How we doing? 6:03 Thursday, August 6th. How? Can I just say, was that a news about a vaccine that someone's taking and it's working?
Yeah. So, remember they announced it a little while ago that they're doing trials here in the UAE as well.
Yeah.
So, we're just talking about the progress of it and two of the senior health officials who were actually the first to sign up for the trial program.
Oh my gosh.
Because I guess if you're going to do it right, right?
Yeah, hold on. The health officials, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm glad it's going well because we need you.
Yeah. And they've received their second round of shots. So they're doing the human trial. So this is the second round of shots. And so far, it looks okay.
Okay. Well,
looks like it's working. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is positive signs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I remember, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, they were saying that they'd have a vaccine probably around September. Then I heard October. Then I heard December. So, you know, here we are, early August.
I mean, they're working on it.
Let's
see.
Let's see what happens. What a show. What a show we got planned this morning. Thank you for having us on. As I said, we've got a big one. We're going to give you a chance of winning those, guessing those celebrity laughs, should I say.
Yeah, get a 2-bedroom villa rent free for the year.
Yeah, it's stay home. In Dubai. It's going to be an amazing one, isn't it?
Yeah, at home in Dubai.
It's going to be another big one with that. Rossi's back with a game called Snack or Whack.
Yep.
Don't know what...
I'm curious.
As long as it's got to do with Fade Fit Kids and Fade Fit at my snack company, I'm fine with it.
I'll put that one in.
Oh, he hasn't done that, has he? You haven't done it. Am I telling you now?
No, it's a game. Is it a snack or is it just a load of whack?
Oh, wow.
I like it.
Where did you get this game from? Honestly, where are you... What are you watching?
I just made it up.
What are you stealing?
I'm not stealing anything.
Hey, what are you stealing?
I'm not stealing anything.
He's a thief. He's definitely a thief. This is my last show for a week. I've taken the whole of next week off.
Yeah.
So this time next week, you've got Pretty in charge of the show, then Phone Guy Eddie, then Nala, and then Rossi in that sequence.
Don't be threatened by me, okay?
In that sequence.
Just let me... I've been here 8 years. Just let me have a go. Don't be threatened, all right? I'm not going to take your show.
Who's the...
Don't be threatened by me.
If only they knew the conversations. Look, only knew the conversations happening. I wish you took the show. Actually, I'd be your biggest fan.
Would you?
I would be. I'd be promoting it. Big Russ, he's on. Everybody listening, he's on.
Of course you would. Yeah,
love that. Virgin Radio morning. Come on, here we go. What?
Yo, it's insane. I'm going to Kidzania.
Sing. Not rap. You're not a rapper. Sing. I want to hear that Rossi voice.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
There we go.
Ooh.
Oh, Ross.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, he's warming up. He's warming up.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Like wood.
Like wood.
It's really good.
It is good wood.
A piece of wood.
It is nice and hard.
If it's in a river,
yeah,
I will have it for my dinner.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, that's what I plan to do this weekend. Just eat wood.
He's eating wood like he should. He's eating wood like he should.
Just eat it.
He's eating wood.
What?
Like he should.
Eat that wood.
Eating wood. Like he should. Here we go, Bree.
I like bark.
No
joke. Bark.
Bark's my favorite wood.
Wood.
Yeah. I get it from trees. It's nutritious, you see. I've got to sing. You told me to sing. So I'll sing like this and pass it over to Chris Fade.
That's it.
That's it. So good.
He's eating wood. Like he should.
Eat that wood.
He's got softwood, pine and cedar wood.
Oh yeah.
He loves it fur. Or hardwoods.
Hardwood.
He's putting oak and ash and ill in Manny's mouth.
Ooh.
Did you know there's a wood?
What?
It's called beech.
Yes.
Mahogany. Sound Arab.
Mahogany.
No, I like to Arabify it. I make it called mahone.
Mahogany.
Yeah, mahone. I like walnut.
What?
No matter what you do this weekend, make sure you eat some wood like Big Rossi. Have yourselves a great weekend.
No, no, no.
But whatever you do, you gotta make sure that you feel good. Why?
Because
we're feeling good.
Yeah.
No? We got it wrong.
Was that not
I
good?
Would just like to say on behalf of the Chris Fade Show, please do not eat wood. It is very dangerous. Please do not. I do not condone this.
You have had a splinter in your tongue? Oof.
Please do not.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, first look. What is going on with the gossip?
Okay, everyone is talking about Beyonce's Black is King release on Disney Plus. If you haven't seen it, it's an 80-minute movie, and everyone's calling it a masterpiece. But one thing is her fashion, is her looks, and specifically her hair. So she wrote to Neil Farina, who's been working with her for about 15 years, and get this. He had to assemble a dream team to create 40 hair looks in 6 days. That means sewing wigs, putting it all together, putting the looks together, 40 of them in 6 days. And you know Beyonce, she demands perfection.
Sure.
So that's a lot.
It's just a waste of time, Beyonce, an absolute waste of time. 40 wigs, like have someone do that. Come on now. Come on.
What do you mean it's a waste? She looks amazing. Every single one of those looks is unbelievable. Yes. Like the worst.
There's too much going on in the world to worry about having to get 40 wigs on every single day. Like, please. I just want to... She's one of the biggest talents in the world. We don't need to have a guy spend a day doing a wig a day. Is that what it was?
He assembled a dream team together and put it all together. She worked on this for a year. She put this film together in a year, and it's really amazing. Honestly, the looks are absolutely phenomenal.
What's this about? Do we know?
Black is King.
Okay.
It's kind of like a take on the music from The Gift, her album last year, and she put it together, putting together African culture, the story.
Will you watch it?
Yes, 100%. It's on Disney Plus now.
Okay, I'm going to get that. I'll try to sit down and watch this. I'm not a musical guy. Like, it's hard for me to...
But it's Beyonce.
I know. What else you got?
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You listen to music every day. Jake Paul's LA area home has been raided by the FBI. Now, we don't know what or why this happened, but it seems to be super serious because an entire army of, like, officers and armored trucks were seen leaving his Calabasas home. And he's always getting into trouble. So
was it vlogged? Do we have footage of it? Because if it's so, he would have set this up. This is a great YouTube vlog, you know?
Oh, you know it will be. You know it will be. And finally, Ellen's former DJ. Remember before Twitch?
Yeah, there was a guy.
Tony. And he's finally spoken out about the whole thing that's happening
with
Ellen.
What did he say?
He said, "While I'm grateful for the opportunity it afforded me, I did experience and feel the toxicity of the environment." And he also said, "I stand with my former colleagues in their quest to create a healthier and more inclusive workplace as the show moves forward." He did not specifically name Ellen in that, but he just talked about the workplace in general.
The people around her, yeah. Possibly. I mean, that's what it seems to be. Not so much about Ellen, but just the environment that is working there. Toxic work environments are horrible. It causes anxiety, and you shouldn't have to live in a toxic or work in a toxic environment ever.
For sure.
Ever, ever, ever. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's his bag of games again. Rossi is back with his games again.
I feel like we need just a Rossi bag of games intro for him.
100%.
And then he can just do whichever game he feels like that day.
Yes. What should we do today, do you think? Should we do celebrity rhyme time?
I'm ready for celebrity rhyme time. So this game's a little different. It's a little unusual. You got to try to work out the celebrity and what it's rhyming with.
Yeah.
So you'll find that a celebrity's been put into a situation that rhymes with their name.
Not their name. The situation will rhyme.
Yeah, but it's isn't it like sort of like
Arnold
Schwarzenegger is now a beggar?
No.
I thought that's how we used to play it.
No.
Hey? It's like, for instance, this one. Star of the movie Italian Job, British guy. He is eating a Chinese noodle dish.
Tom.
Hello, everybody. I'm
Statham.
Michael
Douglas.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine is having a bowl
Lo
of
Maine.
Rain.
Chow Maine.
Chow Maine. Chow Maine. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is how the game works. Hey, we never said it was good.
That's also
all right.
True.
We never said it was good, but it's content.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll give you three here,
and we have to fill in the gaps between the songs.
So we're filling in the gaps.
We can't always make it 10 out of 10.
What are you looking at Eddie for? Is he laughing or something?
I want to set the bar for everyone. I want everyone to understand that every time that a song ends, we have to get on and go, Sometimes it's sometimes it's really good. Yeah. And sometimes we give it to Rossi.
I actually really like this game.
Go ahead, Ross.
This game is really fun.
Do you know what? I'm really happy that you've really built it up so low, if that even makes sense, because it might fail and it won't be as bad.
Are they really hard?
He builds it up so low.
Yeah. Okay, here we go then. All right. Okay. Buzz in with your names, okay?
Oh, no.
Here's the question. You have to give me the rhyming answer. This Shining horror writer, he's a horror writer, he's written It and The Shining.
Mm.
He wears a metal hoop through his schnozzle.
No idea.
Yeah, my Shamlot Mayohan or something.
No.
Shamlot.
The man who wrote, he's a thriller writer, very famous.
The
guy with the crown on.
Yeah.
He's a crown, he's royalty.
What?
He's a bit, Stephen.
King!
Yes!
Stephen King is wearing a nose ring.
Yes!
There we go, I got it.
Wow.
One for me.
You're welcome.
Snoopy the dog's owner is sporting a long dress worn to a black tie dance and event.
What's Snoopy's owner? I mean, are you getting this content from 1984?
What do you mean?
I haven't watched
Snoopy's
Snoopy's owner is Garfield. No, that's Garfield's a completely different show, right?
Something Snoopy. Ball gown.
Correct.
What's the Snoopy's owner?
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown is wearing a ball gown. Okay.
Eating that chow mein.
What?
Loving it like brown.
Stop.
Taxi driver and Goodfellas actor has earned no points.
Robert De Niro is on zero.
Yeah.
I swear, this is from 1984. This could be taken and put into 1984 and this would be completely relevant.
It would make sense.
Well, this is a little bit newer.
Okay. 1990, guys, watch out.
Ron Weasley from Harry Potter has run out of money.
Oh, Preeti, Rupert Grint is skint.
Yes!
I was going to say Robert Weasley is stingy.
Who's Robert Weasley?
What's his name?
It's Ron Weasley. Rupert Grint plays Ron Weasley.
I've never watched Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. For me, they're the same thing.
Rupert Grint, that's his real
last
name.
Last one here, because this is just going too well.
Guy who left One Direction is covered in steel.
Chris.
He's covered in steel.
Zayn. Zayn Malik is rusty.
It's got a rhyme.
Man, he's covered with steel. Do you know it?
Steel.
Malik and steel. Tin.
Zayn Malik. Zayn Malik is
metallic.
Yes!
Technically, it's Malik, so it doesn't rhyme.
Malik and metallic. Metallic. We were saying
Austin Powers is using a DIY tool to grip an object.
Austin Powers is using...
No, it's not Austin Powers. You will get this game one day. Who plays Austin? You'll get it one day.
What's his name? Gray, love him.
What's his name? Mike Myers.
Yeah.
What's the rest of the sentence?
He's changing the car tires.
No, he's using a...
don't tell us.
Wait, I need to hear the rest of the sentence.
Austin Powers is using a DIY tool to grip an object.
Is using pliers.
Yes.
No, Mike Myers is cooking chips with the fryers.
No.
Correct.
Well, Mike Myers is in the jungle playing with the liars.
What?
Mike Myers is getting a divorce because he told his wife. Now he's a liar.
Star of Shaun of the Dead.
No.
It's that British guy.
Yes, with the red hair.
Yeah, what's his name?
He was in Star Trek as well.
What's his name?
No, he was in Mission Impossible.
He's impersonating a flamingo.
Something bird. It has to be a bird.
No.
What's his name?
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg is on one leg.
Yes.
Simon Pegg is dead.
No, it doesn't rhyme.
Can we end this game?
No.
High School Musical star.
Zac
Efron.
He's now
making food with Teflon.
Yes.
Home of the Chris Tate Show. And the UAE's number one hit music station. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Oh my gosh, how'd you get that?
Because Efron and Teflon, I mean, the only words that rhyme.
How is that the first word that came to your head?
Up next, we're going to play a song, and between those songs, we're going to be going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't know if it's going to be good or bad, though. Hold on.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What are we going to do now?
This is the email that I just received. This is no word of a lie.
Okay.
And I'm glad that I've got it, but at the same time, I'm not. It's from Diwa. Thank you, Diwa. Hey, please be informed your water consumption for the account number 203 yada 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 during the last 48 hours has increased by 24%. Please investigate any suspicious internal water leakage and take necessary actions required.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's not good.
You've left the hose on.
Oh, I haven't left anything on.
Left the hose on.
Well,
24% in 24 hours. Don't click it. It might not be legit, though.
Is it legit?
It is.
Legit?
No, it's legit. It's come from, .gov.ae. Well, this is fun.
So now you have to work out where you have a leak.
I had a leak once. It cost me 3,000 dirhams. The bill was usually like 800 dirhams a month. Yeah.
Wow.
Was there maybe
never,
like a faucet?
I've never received this before. I mean, the girls are having a shower on Sunday and getting out on Tuesday. That could be it.
That could
probably
be it.
Could that be it?
24% increase, yeah.
Well, what are we going to do when schools go back? What's happening? Well, the KHDA has put out a statement. Obviously, a lot of us have got kids. We're wondering what we're going to do with them. Do we keep them?
Do we keep them?
Do we return them? The kids.
I'm done.
Yeah, did a good 10 years with you guys. I'm ready to trade in.
Take care.
I'm ready to trade in now.
Got to find your own way now.
The shout out to all the kids. I know the parents are like us. You know, we get it. We get a good rap. But the kids have done really hard. Hasn't been easy. It has not been easy to do 15 weeks of homeschooling and now sort of just be back at home, really not doing much. Like, I haven't got the kids out too much. I think we went to the mall twice in the last 4 months. Mm. It's hard and they want to do stuff. Hence, I'm taking next week off.
Yeah.
So I can just take the kids away.
It'll feel like a real summer vacation for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Taking them away, just get away and just sort of get their, their vision. I want them to see different things than just the house.
Yeah.
You know, or a mall. Mm. But here it is. Once the new academic year begins, students will have the choice to continue distance learning. Now, by students, I mean the parents as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, the parents have the choice.
My own kid's making that choice.
Yeah.
The guidelines have been updated. The KHDA stated in a circular to schools that while face-to-face teaching is the preferred method of learning, as a temporary measure, they say, and as schools are adjusting to reopening, provisions should be made for a 100% distant learning if you want, basically. The KHDA said, while face-to-face learning remains the preferred education model, as I just said, we understand that parents have different views, and that's so true. I put something on my Instagram, a couple of weeks ago, and I literally asked this question, that would you want your kids to go to school right now 100%? Would you like them to go part-time or stay at home?
Yeah.
And it was literally like a split decision. It was like 33% on all of it.
Yeah.
You know, some parents were like, oh, my kids are going back to school. It's time they go back. They need the interaction. They need to be hanging out with other kids.
Yeah.
You know, some parents are like, oh, I'm happy with a bit of part-time, a couple of days at home, a couple of days at school. And then you have the other people like, absolutely not. I do not feel safe sending my kids to school. As a temporary measure, schools can and should provide a 100% distance learning provision for the new academic year.
This is for Dubai.
Exactly. Some parents are saying, commending this decision because a lot of parents thought that they were going to open up all schools in Dubai and you had to go to it. As in it was forced that the kids had to go inside the school. And I spoke to a lot of parents who felt uncomfortable about that. They were actually getting a little bit of an anxiety about what am I going to do?
I think this is a great way to go about it, right?
I think so as well. I think having the option is really important. Dubai schools are going to reopen around August 30th. And schools are already sharing their reopening models with parents.
Did you guys receive anything yet from the schools?
I got an email. It was school fees.
It wasn't anything.
I haven't paid them yet.
Come on, Chris.
No, she's going into grade 7, which means the school fees have gone up again.
Oh, wow.
Which is always fun. Even though the girls really want to go to school, I know they really want to go to school. Like, because they've already told me, Daddy, we want to go to school.
Yeah.
You know what the saddest thing was? It was just like watching on, what was I watching on TV? I'm just trying to remember what I was watching with the girls.
Well, does it matter?
It does, because Kiki goes, Oh, look, none of them are wearing masks.
Oh, my goodness, that is really sad.
Do you remember when we didn't have to wear masks? And then she turns to her sister, Nushi. Do you remember when we didn't have to wear masks all the time? I hate wearing masks.
I'm
like, oh, my gosh. What parallel universe are we living in right now that our kids are saying, look, why aren't they wearing masks, Dad? Why aren't they wearing masks? That's the question I get now asked as well if we're watching something on TV which looks like the news and they think it's live, but it's not.
Why
aren't they wearing any masks, Dad? Why are they not social distancing? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
It's good that they know that, though.
Yeah, I feel like I want to keep them at home, but they may fight me on that one.
Yeah.
If distance learning is still open 100% for the school, which it seems like the KHDA is saying it will, I feel like I just want to keep them at home for maybe another month. But I know that they're missing their friends. They beg to see their friends. I haven't let them see their friends. And I know some other parents are allowing their kids to interact. It's my daughter's birthday in 2 weeks, and I think I'm going to let her have one of her best friends come over.
Yeah.
And just sit at home at my house.
2 meters apart.
I will tell them to try to practice, obviously, the social distancing. I'll spray her friend down with a gurney as soon as she comes. You know, she'll be like, Mom, Mr. Faye just, like, got the whole, I don't know what he put on me. I don't want to go anymore, Mom.
You left. This one's not joking.
I've got a whole, when you walk in my house, I've got thermometer checks. I got your shoes taken off. It is a process when you come into my house. It's got to be done.
He invited me. He said, why don't you come and just hang out in the garden? You wouldn't let me in the house.
I said to Rossi,
that's messed up,
that
man.
My pool at home, because his kid's pool is closed. I said, you can use my pool at any time. You bring the kids.
You hear that, Eddie?
Yep.
That goes for you too.
Eddie, 100% Eddie. Bring the kids. I've got a pool at home. It's beautiful. You just knock on that door. I'll have it opened up. And you're not allowed in the house, but you guys are allowed to use the pool whenever you want. Actually, you got the back gym. You can use the back gym area.
Oh, wow. Eddie.
It's AC'd.
He's just...
I'll have food. I'll have food served. I'll get anything you want.
Cool. That's true. And that goes for you as well, listening.
Anyone listening to the show, just come over. We'll throw the biggest house party.
Hollywood.
Stars. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, hit me.
Yeah, let's talk Ariana Grande. Netflix and YouTube right now are reportedly locked in a bidding war. They want to try to acquire the rights to a documentary film about Ariana Grande's Sweetener World Tour. The starting offer is apparently at $5.2 million, but... you know, when Scooter Braun is your manager, he's going to get a lot of cash out of that.
Yeah.
Her world tour ran for 97 days and wrapped up in December 2019, and cameras followed her every single move.
Oh, there you go. Get ready.
I'd be interested to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to watch it.
I like her, so. Okay, moving on to Miley Cyrus. She's ready to release new music. You know, she was meant to drop 3 EPs last year. She only gave fans one. She got onto Instagram Live to share a snippet of her new sound.
Are we ready to hear? I don't know if we're ready to hear it.
I think you're ready.
Okay, here we go. New Miley Cyrus. Yeah, it's a party in the USA. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel this got some familiarity to it.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. That's her old song.
Sounds nothing like this, by the
way. I know.
Way,
that, was like, about to hear. That was like 7 years ago, Miley. Yeah. She'd die if we should. That was her new song.
Yeah.
Now, here's her latest single. What's it called?
What, no, this is just a little snippet of what's to come. We have no idea. That's the sound.
Well, I see you. Cool.
Sounds like Britney.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Go, Miley. She back. Finally, what have you got for us? Okay, the big divorce.
Okay, so Dr. Dre and his wife, Nicole Young, they're getting divorced. And we thought there was a prenup in place and everything was kind of going to follow the prenup.
Right.
But now Nicole Young is challenging the prenup. Now, just keep in mind, Dre is worth about $1 billion right now. She has just filed legal documents in which she claims she was forced to sign the prenup back in 96. And that, 2 years marriage...
That's a void. Yeah, you can void that, I think.
So, yeah, 2 years into the marriage, Dre acknowledged to me that he felt ashamed. He had pressured me into signing a prenup, tore up multiple copies of the agreement in front of me, making it null and void. Now, that if she can prove that.
Yeah, because when you sign a prenup.
Yeah.
With my experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a really, really important part, that it needs to be clear that the other party has signed it with absolutely no pressure.
Yeah.
Because you can just go to court and say, I was pressured into signing the prenup. And then that may void that prenup altogether if it's proved.
Exactly. So now she's saying that Dr. Dre tore up all the copies. He admitted he pressured her into it, and she thought it was all null and void.
Crazy.
So that, which means if they're in California, which means
50-50,
that $1 billion gets divided right down the middle. So
like,
I don't know what's
this is what I don't understand. Like, they've got that much money, right? Like, you think Dre would have just gone, yo, listen, here's $200 million. I'm going to look after you. I'm sure he wants to look after.
Yeah, he said that he will.
He's not going to be like one of these guys. I ain't giving you nothing.
No, he said he's going to pay the spousal support. He doesn't have to do child support because their kids are older. And he'll, you know, obviously take care of her with a house or whatever it is. But she's like, well, mister, something. I feel like because this happened, because she said this, something happened for them to get a divorce. Like, it was not just, I don't think we're working out.
I speak to a lot of couples who are going through divorce or have gone through them, and they come and they ask me, like, hey, you know, you got divorced, how was it? I said, oh yeah, you know, it was absolutely horrible. You know, and then they'll be like, oh no, my divorce is going pretty well. Like, we're really cool, everything's fine, we're doing it amicably.
Yeah.
Amicably. And then about a month later, it's horrible. They tell me it's horrible. I'm like, what? But you said it was fine. Yeah, it's not. I know it's not. Because it always comes down to that. As soon as money's involved, and when one party wants more than the other, then another man or woman is involved in it, now it becomes like it's just not good. It's never good.
Can a divorce really be amicable though?
I think if there's no kids involved and there was no infidelity or anything like that, and it just, the relationship didn't work.
Yeah.
You can sort of go, hey, you know what? We tried, didn't work. Thanks so much. See you later. Because you don't have to see each other. You don't have to pay each other anything really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you think that's the only way it would be amicable?
That's what I feel. Maybe I'm wrong. Was your divorce good? Call me if it was. Did you have a good divorce? Was it all good? 0487155444. I don't know.
Are there people there who had a good divorce? I wonder.
Where?
That's
his big moment on the show, guys.
That is his big moment.
Are there people there?
Yeah, but do you know, I went against all radio rules there. We're like, out there.
Are there anyone out there? I thought you were just asking if anyone was listening to the show.
Hey,
are there people there?
Hey, you listener there.
No, but maybe you've gone through a good divorce, maybe, as in, you know, it's done and dusted and it was easy. I feel like when there's kids involved or infidelity, I just feel like divorce is a lot harder to get through, because then emotions are thrown into it. If it's just a man and woman, no kids, nothing like that, you can just sort of split. Like a breakup with a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You're like, yeah, it didn't work. Thanks so much for coming.
Like, you hurt a little, but the divorce itself won't be as messy, you're saying.
I think so. That's what I believe. Anonymous, hello.
Hey, what's up, Chris? Pretty, Rossi, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great now.
So, I mean, gosh, I mean, you don't sound like you've already, oh, you know, you've aged to be married before. Are you married and divorced?
Yes. And now I'm married to the perfect woman. And thank God I wasn't married to the previous one. But, okay, so, Chris, you were saying that a couple of factors, right, when it tends to get messy, which is kids and infidelity, probably, right?
And money, yeah.
So, and money, yeah. So, in my case, what happened was I knew the girl for 1 year, which is, I guess, an okay enough time to, you know, take a decision. Okay, I want to. And I would say that the process was very easy. That's why it was a pretty smooth divorce. But it was messy when it came to her personality. Now, this happened after we got court married. She told me one thing, and on that thing, I decided that this is not going to happen. She said that she's going to throw my parents out of the house if she has to stay with them, without even discussing it. And I was shocked. I was like, what?
So that you wanted a divorce as soon as you found out that she said she didn't want to live with your parents?
She said it on my face. I didn't find it out. She said it on my face. while
it's good that she told you to do your face. I mean, you'd rather you just know straight out.
Did you not have that discussion before
did you
got
not
married?
Guys talk about, like, my parents are in the house, like, you know, are you cool with them living?
It's a big deal.
100%.
To me, that's what shocked me, because I always made it clear that, you know, this is what's going to happen. You know, it's not like we have to stay, because in our tradition, like, we stay with the parents, but I like to keep it balanced. So I was like, okay, initially we can stay with our parents and then, you know, we can move out. And my parents are cool with that. Like, they never, like, forced us to stay with them. But out of the blue, like, she just said it out, and I was like,
what, like, right after you got the papers and the court, the marriage, you know, she knew she had you, then she told you.
Exactly, like, maybe about 3 days after that. And I was like, how can you be so blunt?
Yeah, interesting, huh? I mean, that's what it is. You know, I'm with her, though. I don't think living with parents is good for a relationship.
Yep.
I know that traditionally it happens in a lot of families, but I don't think it's good, because it doesn't allow you as a couple to really get to be you. But that aside, if you had an arrangement and you've agreed with her that this is what's going to happen, and she went into this
knowing
that this was it, and then she pulls out, that's a different story. So you're happy now? Are you living with your new wife?
Oh, yeah.
And are you living with your parents now as well?
No, I'm not. That's the whole thing, right? Oh. So when I got divorced, I started seeing somebody, and it wasn't 1 year this time, but it was about a couple of years.
Yep.
Because, you know, you kind of get scared of everything 100%. When you're in a relationship. Yeah.
Yep.
So she's wonderful. And I spoke to her the same thing. I was like, look, if you have any reservations, just let me know right now. Because, you know.
Good on you. I mean, that's what it's about. It's
communication.
Totally communication. But, yeah, I mean, divorce is never easy. That's what I feel. Unless, again, I'm talking there's kids, infidelity, or money involved. Strike those three out. I think divorce could be easy. Anonymous as well on the phone. You think you had an easy divorce?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chris, Pretty, and Big Rossi. Actually, I had a pretty easy divorce, but my relationship wasn't an easy one, wasn't a good one. I knew this person for a year, and we got married at the end of the year. We got married only for 1 year. Unfortunately, in my case, he's a narcissist. I didn't know that before. Of course, he didn't tell me that before. I found that later on through the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, thank God that there was no kids involved. Mm-hmm. It was such an easy divorce. I was at a point where it was actually an abusive marriage. He's an abusive person. So
wow.
I was like, I cannot take this anymore. Luckily, I didn't get pregnant. I don't have any kids.
Yep.
I was like, you know what? There was this day, Chris, when I was like, it was actually my divorce was this year, like 24th of February. And honestly, I didn't feel any better.
Good.
I was glowing the day of my divorce.
Good.
I was so happy. And literally, I felt like I was born again.
Good on
wow.
you. You got out.
Well, yes.
Because you got out of toxic. You got out of the toxic environment. You know, and
people
don't know what a narcissist is. It's a mental disorder. It is literally a mental disorder. I mean, by quote, they say a narcissist is a personality disorder. It's a mental condition which people have inflated sense of their own importance, deep need for excessive attention, admiration. They are always in troubled relationships, and they lack empathy of others. I've been around narcissists before, and I know that feeling.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for you. And again, no kids involved. Easy. Let's rip that Band-Aid off. Let's get out of there. Well done. This is, even though 2020 has been so horrible with everything else, for you, Anonymous, it's been also a good year because you got out of that toxic relationship.
Yeah, honestly, it was like I was at that point, and you know, it's like I was in a situation when I was like stuck, like, because the narcissist takes you through so many stages. The first one is like the love bombing, when he shows you like he's the perfect man, literally. He's the perfect.
Did you start doubting yourself? Was he able to make you doubt yourself and your own?
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yes, Chris. It was horrible. Honestly, like, people, they need to be more cultured about narcissists. They are unfortunately, there are a lot in our society, in the world. It's like, then I was at a point where, you know what? Then he started showing the true face. 2 weeks after marriage, I was like, oh my God, I didn't marry this person I was in love with in the last year. Like, that's in a way. So I was at a point when I was literally doubting myself. I actually believe that I was the one who has the problem, and he's the one who's in the right. And just, it was like, I started reading about what he was doing. Actually, I asked like people who are like doctors and all that, and they confirmed that, look, he's a narcissist and he's not gonna get any better. I even like, I actually consulted the doctor about it, and he's like, you know what, your only choice is you have to get out of it, because he's not going to get any better. There is no...
There's no solution. There's no cure. It is very difficult. And the problem with narcissists is they don't know that they're a narcissist. They don't know. They think they're absolutely normal. They think
this
that everything is fine. They don't get it. Well, listen, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you're out of that relationship. And, you know, God willing, in the next year, 2, 3, 4 years, you find someone else to spend the rest of your life with and have a beautiful family.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Like, just whoever is, he wants a divorce and they want to get out of it, you just have to get the courage and just file for it. So it was just one day when I was like, you know what, I'm going to file for divorce. And I didn't even ask him or tell him anything. I just filed for divorce, and I got the message from Dubai court, went to the court, one session, 8 a.m., we entered, 12 p.m., I was divorced. It literally took, let's say, maximum a month.
Gosh, good on you. Good on you. If you're in a toxic relationship, if you're in an abusive relationship, you should never stay in that relationship. There is no need to. So, as Anonymous is saying, if you're in that and you're listening to this right now, get out of it. Don't be scared.
So is the whole household going on holiday? Where are you going?
Well, okay, listen, I've taken the week off next week.
Yeah.
I had my holidays. I figured, you know what, usually would be in Australia or the States, going back home to see the family. So I've taken the week off. I want to get the kids out to do something different.
It is their summer vacation after all, right?
And they're asking to do something like, Daddy, how many more days are we going to be at home for? Like, you know, the whole thing. So I booked a staycation at the Nuri Island in Abu Dhabi.
Beautiful.
A beautiful island there. It's a gorgeous place. It's not cheap, but, you know, I've justified it all. And it's just such an amazing little sanctuary. It's like, I want to call it the Maldives of the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
And so we're going
to
spend...
I tried to go there as well, yeah, but they wouldn't give me any discount.
I tried to go there. It's beautiful. It's such a beautiful place. So I thought, you know what? I've told the kids we're going on an island.
Ah.
Like, so I feel like, and I'm like, you know, we're going to drive to Abu Dhabi and then we're going to take a boat.
Yeah.
We're taking a boat. Like, I want them to feel like that they're leaving the UAE just for a moment, you know?
That's amazing.
So we'll do that. And I'm excited. It's Brianna and myself and the kids.
Okay.
And I can't wait. I cannot wait to do
this. So the nannies will have the house to themselves then?
They're not coming. They will. But what we
But this is the cutest thing. I saw this on your Instagram yesterday. Their Jinya and Auntie are having their own little vacation.
If you have the opportunity and you have the funds to do so, I'm asking you to do what I did just yesterday, because it's made not only them feel amazing.
Yeah.
It's made me feel amazing.
Mm.
The self-gratification of doing something for someone, I feel I'd rather do something for someone than receive. I'd rather give a gift than receive a gift.
Right.
I don't know why. That feeling is so, it's so nice.
Mm.
I sent my nannies, and I call them nannies. They're not. They're my family, Virginia and Auntie. I sent them a WhatsApp 2 days ago. I said, hey, me, Nushi and Kiki, we've booked a hotel for you guys for the next 2 days. So you're off on Wednesday and Thursday. So today and tomorrow, you're off. You're booked into a 5-star hotel.
Aww. You know,
the reply was, is it really necessary?
Oh,
what does she mean by that? Is it really necessary?
Like, there's no need. You don't need to do that for us.
Aww.
And I said, no, it is. You guys have been working so hard. And shout out to all the workers, because, you know, you look after the kids usually, but they go to school for 6-7 hours a day. You haven't been able to do that.
That's true.
I said, you guys have done such an amazing job over the last, you know, 9 years with me, but also just in the last sort of 4 months. It's just a little appreciation.
Yeah.
I've got you 2 nights. You guys go spend it. Here's some spending money. Go enjoy it. Go have a good time. So right now they're in a hotel.
Oh my gosh.
They checked in yesterday.
You put up these stories on your Instagram of like them showing you the room.
It's so cute.
They're adorable. I
put up a couple of photos. They sent me like 25. Like, I got so many of them. They're showing me everything. Look, we're on this, and they're on the beach, and I've got this. Like, it's, if you've got, and I know that not everyone's in this position, but if you've got the funds to do so, book your nanny, your family, your manager, whatever you call them, your helper. Book them a little weekend away, even if it's one night. let them. It's so we need a break, but do we think about other people who need the break? That's the thing. Mm. So if you have the means to do so, give it a go, because it's absolutely amazing, right? So,
so when do they come back?
They come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
and then we go. The reason why we didn't do it all in sync was because of the dogs.
Oh, right.
Because I got dogs and I didn't want to have to put them in the kennel or anything like that. So I've got meetings all day today.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't think this through well enough.
Why?
Because I've got meetings all day today that I've got to be at.
Right.
And I told the girls, you guys have got to come to meetings with Daddy all day because Junior and Auntie aren't here. Our nannies. And then I'm like, oh gosh, the coronavirus. I don't want them to go to, I don't want them to go there. Then I've got to go, and there's just a lot going on. So there I am. I guess who I go to? I message Auntie Jeff and Uncle Jeff and Auntie Pretty.
Oh, first choice there.
Pretty. And I'm like, hey, after the show tomorrow, would you guys like to come over and babysit the kids?
Oh my God.
So straight after the show, Pretty's going to go babysit.
But wait,
Nushi and Kiki.
You know Uncle Jeff is going to be on his own for about 30 minutes.
Yes, so Uncle Jeff needs to get there at 9:45 because Brianna's gone early this morning and just check it, like making sure everything's cool.
Yeah.
And Uncle Jeff is taking over at 9:30. So Uncle Jeff is going to be alone with my kids. Your husband, who is like a big kid himself, I feel like this is an Adam Sandler movie.
It is.
He's so excited. He's been messaging me nonstop. Can I cook? And I'm like, you don't need to cook. We got food. Just chill. I don't want you to turn anything on.
No, he's good. Come on. You know he's a good cook.
He's just going to be getting taught TikTok dances, isn't he? That's it.
So thank you, Pretty. Thank you for taking over. But the point of the matter is, if you have the means to do so, I challenge you, because I had a few people on my Instagram last night say, you know what, Chris? I'm doing the exact same thing for my driver, my nanny, whoever it is, my employee. If you've got the funds to do so, push it forward.
I think that's amazing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
Just do something for someone and don't expect anything in return. If you can help someone to make their life just a little bit better, do it.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, what do you got for us?
So Dana White says the UFC is going back to Fight Island this year Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And when I say this year, I mean October. Next month. It could be September or October.
We want October because Khabib. I believe Khabib's going to fight here. I don't think they've set the venue.
So Dana says, this is a direct quote from Dana White. I'm telling you right now, Abu Dhabi is going to become the fight capital of the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Place is going to end up being the fight capital of the world. The stuff that we're doing over there, the infrastructure that's already been built, the stuff that we're talking about doing, this place is going to be a destination.
Yeah, my dad messaged me yesterday. He's like, yo, you remember Maggie? I said, yeah, her son's just got into the UFC. I said, what do you mean?
He's my new best friend.
And then I got a UFC. Jacob Malkoon has signed with the UFC. Malkoon is 4-0 in his professional, and he partners with Rob Whittaker, who is the Aussie champ.
That's awesome.
So this is great. I got some UFC in the blood now, guys.
He's going to say, let me show you what to do.
Yeah, I've never spoken to the second cousin, but I definitely will be reaching out right now.
Moving on to this. This used to be one of my favorite shows growing up. I don't know if the UK got it. Chris, tell me if the if Australia got it.
100%. This is my favorite. This is my favorite show. Yeah. Tony Danza?
Yeah.
There was more to life.
Do you know this, Ross?
No.
Take a chance and face the world.
I used to love this show.
Open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail. At the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken.
The ending of this was great. Hold on.
Nights are long, but you might wake to a brand new life.
So good.
So basically,
give the premise of the show to Rossi because he has no idea.
You know Tony Danza? Do you know Tony Danza?
No.
Okay. Tony Danza, Alyssa Milano, Judith Light starred in the show. Tony Danza was a housekeeper for Judith Light and her son.
Right.
And Alyssa Milano was his daughter. Okay. And it was on the air, got off air in 1992, and now it's confirmed they are bringing it back. Sony's developing it. Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano will return to reprise their roles as Tony and Samantha Maselli. It takes place 30 years after.
He was a single dad, wasn't he?
Yeah,
and he was looking up at Alyssa. Yeah.
And so what's going to happen is 30 years later, they're living in the same house. Tony's retired and Samantha is a single mom. And it centers around their relationship.
That's so cool. I like it. It's another like 90s TV show
nostalgic,
coming back. Yeah,
yeah,
totally. Finally, pretty.
Lady Gaga is taking our job. She's going to have a weekly radio show on Apple Music every Friday and new
Excuse
episodes.
Excuse me, Gaga. Leave some of the money for us.
To be really, she's really into dance music because her last album, Chromatica, was all about the dance music movement. So she really wants to shine a light on it, get some interviews on, play some mixes by unknown DJs and try to propel them into the music industry.
There
so every Friday it will happen.
Gaga, leave the radio to
just now I've thought of this.
Rossi wants to play a game. What's the name of the game?
Snack or whack? Is it a snack, a real life snack, or is it a load of whack?
Where, honestly, where is this game from? Some British TV show from 1989.
Yes. How'd you know that?
Oh, what is it? Snack or whack?
Snack or whack.
Okay, so we have to figure out if it's an actual thing or not.
If it's a snack, you'll get the correct noise.
Oh. Gotta have it ready.
If it's whack, you'll get the whack noise.
Okay.
I mean, it would have been a better have like a whoosh.
Like a whack.
Like a whack, you know?
Yeah, okay, here we go. First one. Only puke.
Chris. It's definitely a snack.
It is.
Yeah, imagine that. Eating only puke. What was it? What was only puke?
Only puke was a snack from the Netherlands. It's like
I don't wanna
candy
know.
Floss type thing.
I literally did that over last weekend when I was scuba diving.
I completely just lied then because I didn't have it ready. It's nuts. Sorry. So I just lied.
You just made that up, that it was a snack from the Netherlands.
Wow.
And it was like candy floss type thing when it's like a nutty type thing.
Great.
Gosh.
From like Asia. Okay, next one. Mom gave up. Is that a snack or is that whack? Mom gave up. Like she's given up, so just have the snacks.
I don't know.
You're not into this game, pretty?
Snack. No, I don't like it. Snack. And I love all your games, but this one's like, snack.
What is Chris?
Not a snack.
What do you think he's going to say?
It's whack.
I said snack.
Two for two for Chris there. He's got two
right. Oh, Chris, you're winning this great game.
What a fantastic game this is.
Go,
Pretty, you've got
one.
Zero, pretty.
Okay.
That's why you're in a mood, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm devastated.
Next
I'm
one.
Devastated. Oh, how will I continue this show?
Dingleberries.
Chris.
Creepy. Could just give it to me. It's a
go,
snack.
Go.
Didn't you make us try this? Isn't this an Australian thing?
Is it? Yeah, that's correct. Well done.
Dingleberries.
Yeah, you made me.
Do you know what we call dingleberries? You know what dingleberries are as well?
Yes, I know. Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the snack.
What's a dingleberry?
I'm not saying what it is.
A dingleberry in Australia.
No, don't talk about what a dingleberry is. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Don't you even dare.
Did you make me have something disgusting?
No,
did you not make me have this?
No.
Next one. Snowballs.
Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Go. It's a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Like a chocolatey. Yeah. So that's.
So this is a great.
That's
game.
3-1. Do you want to just give
up? Is that it? Yeah, is there anything else to this game?
That's it.
Is there like anything else that's
I'm
like
sort
really.
Of, like relying on the banter from you guys to make it interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, we are. We're giving you the banter.
Like,
is that it?
Like,
is that it?
Do you have one more?
Talk about like.
Do you have one more?
Talk about, you know, like the snacks. Oh my gosh. They're really called that, are they? You know, like.
Oh my gosh. Is it really a snack called Snowball?
Snowballs?
Oh my gosh. Can you believe there's a snack called Snowball?
Where in the world is
Eddie,
a Snowball?
Can you believe there's a snack? It's called Snowball?
You don't say.
No, I really do.
Wow.
I miss making snowballs.
Is that the banter that you want?
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
Okay. You got one more?
Do you have another one? No, do you have another one? Just give us one more.
No.
Just do it. He doesn't have one.
I'm taking my snacks and I'm going home. Thank you.
Pay for them.
Yeah.
Hey, you can win some real snacks next.
Coming up, yes, your chance to win with Fade Fit.
This is what you've got to look forward to next week. It's going to be loads of games.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to have lots of fun. Please gonna don't have go, lots Chris. Of fun together.
What's that, turn him off? Yeah.
Please don't go.
Oh, I gotta go, man. I'm taking a week off. I need to.
I can't deal with this for the whole week.
You will deal. This is what's gonna happen. You know he's gonna come with creative prank phone calls and games and guys. Why don't we? He'll be all agity and rigidity and just, you know, get ready for it. Just get ready. Everybody, get ready for it. Nala, have you experienced Rossi when I'm away? Have you, like, I'm going away for
a week.
Yeah,
she did.
Yep, once, and I really wish I don't experience it again.
Oh. Nala, well, that, you just contradicted yourself there, love, because you came in after I was on last time, and you were like, wow, you are so good. On your own?
You had a nice bit. Yeah, you had the rap thing or the pretties.
Oh, it was me. It was me.
No, you had me. You played pretty as a song as with the Simpsons. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. That was a nice bit, but you were a bit like
scattered.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
She's such a cutie.
We've found something in the system that you've done that will play this at a later date, by the way. So you're not getting away with it.
Me?
Yep.
Oops! What is that? Don't even listen.
When he's in need of like he's getting hammered, he just starts saying stuff that's not true. Okay. Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show. That is it for us. Your Thursday, another big one next week, guys. I am not here. I am on vacation.
Enjoy it. Enjoy every minute of it.
I won't be listening to the show. I tell you that right now. There will be nothing that I'll be sitting on an island in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And I will be there with my kids. And I'll be waking up after 10 o'clock. And I'll be sitting on a beach. I'll be laying by a pool. That's all I'll be doing.
Good. I'm glad. Okay? You so need that. So.
Don't you disturb me. All right?
Okay. So no phone calls?
Is there a way of me blocking... Can I block the WhatsApp groups that we're on so I don't have to receive them?
Yeah, you can mute them.
I might do that.
Nah, there is no way you're going to be off WhatsApp.
We'll see. We'll see how we go. Guys, have a beautiful, safe weekend. Don't forget, more chances across the day to win those the brand new villa, 2-bedroom for free, rent-free for the year. Could be yours. All right, all you got to do is try to guess those celebrity laughs. Another chance just after 11 a.m. with the beautiful Sheena. I'll miss you guys.
I miss you too.
I'll see you. I'll speak to you. I'm not here next week. Rossi is not in charge of the show.
Yeah,
I told you the hierarchy.
Yes.
Pretty,
yep.
Eddie,
yep.
Nala, yep. Rossi.
Don't be threatened by me. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm going to be fine. I'll look after the show. I won't take it over.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see how we go. Let's see how we go. We'll see how we go. Can't wait to see all the bits. Have a great one. From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy, Eddie, hit me up on Instagram. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.